How was Tiktaalik Rosae turned into a false intermediate fossil by Darwinists? Many aspects of the Darwinist deception regarding Tiktaalik Rosae, for long years the subject of speculation by Darwinists, have been exposed. Darwinist fraud, which we have maintained on the agenda so many times, has once again been revealed with new aspects. It has again been seen that people are being misled by Darwinists. Tiktaalik Rosae is nothing more than a species of alligator. There are various very important facts about Tiktaalik Rosae that need to be known. The Tiktaalik Rosae fossil that has to date been comprehensive depicted with odd-looking legs and even its whole body, reconstructions of which have been prepared, and these fantastical reconstructions put on display in museums, and which has for years been described as an intermediate fossil in books, in fact consists solely of a skull. None of the bones added onto the skull belong to this life form at all, consisting of bones belonging to other life forms discovered in the same fossil-rich strata. The fin fragments that have been attempted to be linked to this animal in fact belong to other fossil fishes living in the same strata. Deliberate attempts have been made to portray these as being part of the discovered skull. In this way, Tiktaalik Rosae has been turned into a false intermediate fossil. Therefore, all the speculation about the animal's skull and the other parts added onto it is false. All the characteristics of the skull are characteristics belonging to alligators, the eyes being close to one another and located on top of the head, the flat skull, the skull being able to move independently of the body, the sharp teeth, and its general appearance are all specific to alligators. In appearance, the animal is identical to the Alligator sinensis species living in today's China. Indeed, one can see the fraud here from the account of the artist involved in the reconstruction of Tiktaalik Rosae. In reconstructing the fossil, the artist question explicitly states that he totally invented the creature to the power of his imagination. Furthermore, the same artist stated that he determined the tissues of the animal in question, and had no qualms about stating that a great deal of speculation was needed in order to produce a living appearance from a single fossil remain. You can watch a video film on the subject here. As we have seen, it is not at all hard for a Darwinist artist under the influence of evolution to turn a skull with entirely alligator characteristics into a very strange-looking false transitional form. The Tiktaalik Rosae deception that has been going on for so many years has been seen by millions by means of this simple deceptive technique. Some people, lacking any great knowledge of the subject, may fall into the error of thinking that Darwinists behave scientifically, that an intermediate fossil has genuinely been found, and that what is on display is what the animal really looked like. The fact is, however, that all that they have is an alligator skull, bones, and fin fragments belonging to fish and other life forms, discovered nearby the skull, and the power of imagination of an artist guided by tall tales of evolution. To sum up, Darwinists have deceived people yet again. Tiktaalik Rosae, a false transitional fossil brought to the fore by Darwinists out of an urgent need at a time when they are in the worst despair and have begun being defeated, just as with the Ida, Ardi, and Australopithecus sediba deceptions, which have recently visited such terrible humiliation on Darwinists. In fact, Tiktaalik Rosae is a perfect species of alligator, examples of which are still alive today. It lived 375 million years ago and is totally identical to the living species of alligator. This life form is in fact a living fossil that completely demolishes Darwinism. So long as Darwinist speculation persists, we will of course continue to issue clarifications regarding their intermediate fossil frauds. But the real issue is that Darwinists have still not been able to account for how a single protein might have emerged spontaneously. Evolution collapses right at the phase of the very beginning of life. It is truly humiliating for Darwinists to offer deceptive accounts of a living thing whose fins turned into legs, while they are unable to explain how a single protein might have come into existence, when they have been defeated at the very beginning of life. More furor over yet another Darwinist deception has now blown up, but the deception has been completely exposed in all respects. Darwinists are left with no way out. Whenever they come up with a deception, that deception will inevitably be crushed. And we would once again remind the public that they are left speechless by even a single protein. This is an immutable law of Allah. Our Lord reveals in one verse how falsehood will always be defeated. Rather, we hurl the truth against falsehood, and it cuts right through it, and it vanishes clean away. Woe without end for you for what you portray. Surat Al-Anbiya 18.